name is Celia Young. I have been a organization development consultant for the last 26 years, and all the client systems that I work with are all multinational. So most of the work I do is help organizations become effective when they have to cross a boundary into some other nation. And how do you, on one hand, align with your purpose, but on the other hand, making sure you can take advantage of all the different parts of the world's resources and good ideas. I've been in that space for a long, long time. Folks who are intrigued by this subject is either they're representing a client or a company system. They're already in Asia, but having trouble. It's not about going there to get a source, you know, supply source or sell something to Asia. It's really about building an organization, building an entire operation in Asia. And that is when people get into trouble. And so if they have some challenges, they would definitely want to come and listen to me. Or they represent a client who are thinking about going to Asia because their customers are in Asia. There's a fundamental cultural gap between East and West. And I really don't care how many years you've been in Asia already. That gap is still there. So my subject matter is, the title is called East Meets West. Are we ready for an Asia century? Now, the whole concept of Asia century has been around quite a bit, and it becomes more and more obvious now because of the economic explosion in Asia, especially China and India, you know, all of those places. In my session, I wanted to really raise people's awareness and evoke thought around when folks were in the organization development arena, do they see the system they work with, are they truly global or are they just everywhere? If they're not truly global, they're just everywhere, then I'm going to challenge them to look at how they organize. If they're headquarters-centric, that means they're still very driven by their national identity. When they go into the world building an organization, do they have a global mindset? And especially East and West, there's a huge gap between how things are being done. And I would raise some issue around looking at organization hierarchy and say, how much democracy can you build in a system like that? And I would challenge people to look at this whole notion of matrix systems and why it doesn't work. And then I would talk a little more about a lot of us who may think we have been to an overseas assignment, but do we really become more global? And so if you're a change leader, change agent, what is your role? What do you have to do? Especially in this whole notion of making sure East and West can be in harmony in some way.